Chapter 11. The Good King. D'Artagnan returned to Nantes, very angry with the king, and went to see him. "You ordered me to kill my friends," D'Artagnan said. "I couldn't possibly obey such orders." "Your friends are traitors. They put me in the Bastille," the king said. "Your friends are my enemies. You can't serve your friends if you want to serve me."
"I understand that," said D'Artagnan. "That is why I'm offering you my resignation."
At that moment, a messenger entered and gave the king a letter. The king read it.
"It's from Belle Isle," the king told D'Artagnan. "My soldiers have captured the island and arrested the islanders."
"Is there any news of my friends?" asked D'Artagnan.
"They escaped in a small boat," the king answered.
D'Artagnan was happy that his friends were safe, but he wasn't happy to hear about the islanders.
"They are good, loyal men," he told the king. "They fought for their master, Fouquet. They shouldn't be punished for that."
The king was silent for a few moments.
"D'Artagnan," he said finally, "I want to be a good, generous king. I'll free the islanders and I'll pardon your friends. I won't try to find them or kill them. You're a valiant soldier and a loyal friend. I've decided that you must continue to be the captain of my musketeers. You will serve me and obey me. If you don't want to do this, you must leave France forever."
"Your Majesty,
I will serve and obey you," D'Artagnan promised the king. "I'm happy to hear it," said the king. "Tomorrow we will return to Paris."
A few days later, D'Artagnan went to see the king. D'Artagnan was pale and he looked unhappy.
"Your Majesty, I've received a letter from Aramis with some very sad news," he said.
"Aramis is in Spain, but my dear friend Porthos is dead."
"I know," the king said quietly. "Colbert gave me a copy of the letter 2 days ago. My spies make sure that I'm well informed. I'm sorry about Porthos. He was a good man and a loyal friend to you and Aramis."
"If you knew, why didn't you tell me?" asked D'Artagnan angrily.
"It was better for you to hear the news directly from Aramis," replied the king. "I wanted to show you that you are my friend, and that I respect my friends. And I'll keep my promise to pardon Aramis. He's a free man."
And that was the last adventure of D'Artagnan and the Three Musketeers. D'Artagnan served the king for 4 more years as captain of the musketeers. Then the king made him a general in the French army. D'Artagnan died while he was fighting in Holland. Athos died in his home 1 year after Porthos. Only Aramis survived. He became an important person in the court of the Spanish king. Louis became a good, strong king, and Colbert was his prime minister. Together they governed France, and France became a powerful country. The king never forgave Fouquet, and he was a prisoner in the Bastille until he died. Philippe lived and died alone in prison, but the legend of the man in the iron mask is still told in France today.